Well, this is a guy who's found a way to do that. Matt Richardson created Enough Already. Matt, what is this and how does it work?
Well, most TV shows you watch have the closed captioning track that goes below for the hearing impaired. My device monitors that closed captioning track looking for keywords like Palin or Kardashian or maybe Donald Trump. And when it catches that, it mutes your TV for 30 seconds so that you don't have to hear about that celebrity, at least for that 30 seconds.
So you can set it to recognize anybody you want and just zap them.
Yeah, you punch in any name you want. Maybe it's Kim Kardashian or Snooki, Justin Bieber. I've been getting a lot of requests.
Now, this is something that you just made a prototype of. It's not a consumer product at this point, right?
That's correct. I make stuff just for fun. I make stuff just for the fun of making it and to show people how to make them and to show people what they can do with technology themselves. I make things and I put them into Make Magazine and I make stuff for their website. And this is just one of the things I show people how to make. Another thing I do is I show people how they can set up their home mailbox so that they get a text message when their mail is delivered. This is the sort of stuff that I make and just share how to make it yourself.
So is this device that blocks certain people from coming into your homes through the TV, is this something that you would say the average person would be able to make?
It could take a little bit of time for the average person. You're probably going to want to find someone who's a little bit more technically inclined to help you out with it. But it can take a little practice, but I think anyone can get the hang of it soon enough.
Now, potentially this could be used to block commercial noise or other things too, right? I can't imagine that broadcasters or cable companies would be thrilled about that.
Yes, it's a common request. Everyone's asking, how do we get this to block commercials? And we've been thinking about it a lot. And I think maybe if there's common keywords we hear in commercials, maybe names of drugs or symptoms could at least block the drug commercials, or common words that you find in car commercials would block car commercials. But I don't see a way of blocking all commercials. We haven't figured it out yet, at least.
Gotcha. Well, it sounds fascinating, but please don't make one for radio because then we're all in trouble.
I won't. I promise.
All right, good.